Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com, an emergency interview with Steve Quayle over what's happening in the Middle East, of course, and the risk of escalation that could involve global warfare, nuclear weapons, and potentially the annihilation of Israel itself, with enormous implications on the destruction of Western Europe and the United States. This is exactly where we are today in 2023. Welcome, Steve. It's an honor to have you on. You've done extraordinary work over your life. SteveQuayle.com is your website. Welcome to the show today.
Well, thank you, Mike. And we're going to just cover a lot of ground in an accelerated mode, because everything is accelerating. All the world events are pointing to a crescendo that's going to build. And the United States no longer has the firepower. We no longer have any form of, in my opinion, moral superiority. We have no ability to fight China, to fight North Korea, to fight Iran, which is the revival of the Persian Empire, which destroyed the Medo-Persian Empire, destroyed Babylon. And I'm of the belief that this United States is mystery Babylon or daughter of Babylon, and we are going to cease to exist. We do not have the capacity. We have no industry. Our ability to even produce more fissionable materials, we are buying it from Russia before we put the suicidal sanctimonious sanctions on Russia, and then all of the rare earths, and you know this, so many of the necessities that go into pharmaceuticals for the people that need them, those are all blocked off now from China. So it's a perfect storm. We hear day after day of food recalls with no reference to any single event, no listeria, no salmonella, no E. coli. And what's happened, you know, that I think people have got to understand, everything that we've been blessed with is being taken out. It's like that Jenga game, you know? What's the last piece of the wood do you pull out before it all collapses?
Everything you say is right on, but I want to set the stage here for where we are right now and then ask you about the chain, the dominoes of escalation, what happens next. So here we are. Israel has not yet done its ground assault on Gaza, although we're told it's imminent. Israel has bombed numerous hospitals in Gaza, including, it looks like, the Al-Ali hospital that looks like an Israel airburst bomb. But the UN says they've bombed 51 other times they've bombed hospitals in Gaza, so it's not like that's actually anything different from what Israel's doing. The U.S. has two aircraft carriers and carrier groups in the Mediterranean Sea. Putin just said he has hypersonic Kinzhal missiles that are within range of those aircraft carriers. And as you know, Steve, those Kinzhal missiles can carry nuclear warheads. So the two aircraft carrier groups can be taken out in an instant by Russia right now, not to mention Hezbollah has all these rockets that can be fired to destroy Israel. And Iran is sitting there with its military might and its ballistic missiles potentially ready to strike as well. So that's where we are. What do you think happens next, Steve?
Well, I think we're already seeing it. Hezbollah is becoming, it's being targeted, and Hezbollah, or some, that's the way most people pronounce it, is not the same thing as Hamas. Obviously, Iran is going to come into this. They've already said they are. Russia has a joint mutual defense agreement with both Syria and also Iran, as well as Putin's statement, Mike. As you know, he said, if U.S. comes into the war with the Israelis against Gaza, he said, Russia will assume that's an attack against us. And so we're it's not a hair trigger. It's like the cartoon where there's a guy and every gun in the bad guy's outlaw gang is pointed at their head. We do not have the ability to yield our nuclear weapons or put them into play in under probably 5 to 7 minutes. These are by guys who are telling me this in that world. But Russia's on a 90-second to impact launch. So with a hypersonic, the Kinzol, and I would just like to remind everybody, you can just also substitute the word kill all, because that missile is unique. And by the way, a lot of the distortions coming out, you never go and pick a fight with somebody when you know you're underarmed and you're absolutely going to be overpowered, unless you're going to make it a sacrifice to literally Satan and kill off a quarter of a billion people in the United States, because Russia is targeted. Did you happen to see, Mike, today, the story that they're running military exercises for a missile attack on D.C.? Did you see that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Russia has told us, listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is fact. This isn't, you know, taking sides. It's just empirical fact that D.C. and New York are the first to go, okay, along with all of our deep underground military bases. And Mike, for all the years I've been in talk radio in the prep business and everything, trying to get people to understand that there is no civilian defense in the United States whatsoever.
Right.
When New York, and you know that, when New York was having, quote, nuclear awareness week or whatever, they told everybody to go basically find a concrete building and huddle in a corner. Well, where do you use the restroom facilities? There aren't any. Where do you eat? Well, there isn't anything. Where do you drink water? There isn't. So in essence, we are a nation of sitting ducks, soon to be dead ducks, in my opinion.
So do you think that Iran has nuclear weapons right now? Because, of course, Obama gave them billions of dollars to restart their nuclear program. And then Biden gave them $6 billion more, or at least released those funds as a prisoner swap, which is only going to encourage more Americans being taken prisoner. But Iran has had a lot of technical expertise coming in, you know, from, I believe, North Korea over the years, for example. And we know North Korea has nuclear weapons. Do you think Iran has nuclear weapons, even if they can't be mounted on missiles? Do they have them in crude form where they could be put in a vehicle?
They have it in advanced form. And some of Iran's interregional ballistic missiles have nuclear warheads. And I want to make the, in my opinion, based on the research and talking to people that were in that industry, as well as former gunrunners and nuclear, guys that would sell anything, including their country out. Oh, you're talking about the U.S. political system? No, I'm talking about, you know, independent arms dealers like Victor Bout, for instance. And I'm not blaming him for anything. All I'm saying is that, yes, Iran has nuclear weapons. They have all of their centrifuges underground. They have some of the most advanced CNC machining in the world. They have plenty of oil, and they have plenty of revenue to buy and acquire anything and everything. I remember the days when Saddam Hussein was first alive, that he would, you know, when the whole discussion about Iraq, did they have nuclear weapons, and he just kind of smiled and held up a nuclear trigger, you know?
Wow.
And obviously, the point that everyone's missing is Russia is absolutely in a treaty agreement with Iran. And that's, and I'll tell you what, I posted a story a number of years ago, almost 20 years ago, Mike, where the seismometers were picking up a nuclear detonation in Iran. And I used to have that on my website on a computer that got hacked. I actually scanned it and put it in. And the whole issue was that, in essence, they were trying to dismiss it. Well, I talked to some people that went in the Wayback Machine and who are in certain, you know, areas where they can check. And they said they have never seen a trail that of the detonations, plural, that have been covered up so well. The information is absolutely being contained. So I think the only way that people are going to realize how advanced Iran's nuclear program is when a few of them are starting to land in areas where they don't think that they should even exist. Good example is Venezuela. The interregional ballistic missiles that Iran has already can take out pretty much everything, you know, up to the mid states, the United States. So what happens, Mike, when everybody who has nuclear weapons decides we're not going to put up with this anymore? And by the way, biblically, God comes to the aid of Israel down the line, because when you have human beings making the statement that Palestinians are not human beings, or that sounds to me like Hitler when he said Jews are not human beings.
Yeah, it's exactly the same genocide. Yeah,
it's the same mindset.
Yep.
So, you know, this goes into my formula. We've talked about that. I, India, V, Victor, N, November, D, Delta, identify, vilify, nullify, destroy. And we are in that nullifying stage where everybody else is bad except us. But here's the deal. There is a secret government. It's not the guy that wanders around on stage or trips falling upstairs and trips falling downstairs and basically can't even follow the Easter Bunny in the, gardens at the White House. There is a plan to literally take apart the United States. We've got, 4 million, and they are illegal immigrants. And I want everybody to understand the reason—
4 million?
Yes.
You're talking about just in the last year, I think.
Yes. But I'm saying this, all the majority of fighting age men, and there are smart people out there that know exactly how many cell phones are in use, Mike, by the people coming across the border who are given cell phones, given a credit card with so much, or a debit card, so much credit, and then being able to direct them to the specific units that are already set up to receive them and hand out the weapons. I want to put everybody into context, or into the understanding of the context. During the abomination of desolation's rule, he made the statement that he was going to have a military equal to the U.S. military. There's nobody.
He did say that. Bonus. But he said a civilian military.
Yes, civilian. Equal. I corrected. Well, he didn't say from what country.
So exactly. They're civilians from outside the U.S.
Yeah, it's strategic placement of weapons of war, and we are all in sight. Now, I'm on record. I'm going to say this 100 times if I get the chance. Anybody that will talk about disarming you in face of what's going on that just took place in Israel, the slaughter, and that was the most obvious breach of what happens, or obvious example of what happens when you're unarmed, and anybody in the United States, I don't care if they're congressmen, woke folk, I don't care if it's U.S. military, the Pentagon, G-O-N-E, and they anybody that will take your guns is an executioner. Because remember this. Absolutely, Kamala Harris made the statement they want to get rid of 125 million Americans. That's not make-believe, and most people don't even get it yet. They think as long as it doesn't bother them, as long as their door isn't being kicked in, as long as they don't have an issue with anyone, everybody wants to be left alone. And I tell everybody, you will get your desire. But when you're left alone with that attitude, you end up being eternally alone. And I mean, people cannot understand the civil war that's coming in the United States, already being generated. Look at the people in the Capitol building, however many were there. Those guys, they broke the law. Do they go to jail for insurrection? I don't think so.
Yeah, you're talking about the pro-Palestine protesters just the other day. Yeah. Isn't it amazing? They're not being charged like the J6 people.
No. And so the silence over the J6, I think that is, I'll call it America's deafening moment. Yeah. And not defining moment, but deafening. We right. have people, look, there are people in jail that you and I both know, and the point is that, I mean that in the sense of ex-radio hosts, Joe Biggs, for example. I mean, these guys aren't insurrectionists, but the point is remember, anybody who's in the position of power has the right to designate and denigrate anybody they want that doesn't agree with them. We are in the midst of a communist takeover and takedown, and we have the invasion armies already flooding through the borders, not just the desert Southwest, they're coming from Canada also. So what I want people to understand is you can monitor cell phone signals. We found that out. Most of the people in jail from J6 were arrested on the basis of the geofence on their hell phone. Okay. Right. And this is, imagine being able to have a flash mob, or in this case, specific units of guerrillas, and already trained, and you turn them loose on America's infrastructure, on the water distribution, public water, obviously electricity. poisoning the water, poisoning this, and absolutely causing mayhem to the point where what happens when there are no grocery stores in town because the last one basically got pillaged and there are no trucks coming in because it's unsafe. Here's the
Steve,
deal. We are in a civil war, soon to be in a nuclear world war. It's already in play, and I'm not talking years. I'm talking weeks.
Wow, that's a huge statement. And but you're describing the domestic repercussions of what's been happening, you know, mass migration, but also in the Middle East. And I want to ask your comments on this, where we have, of course, Israel is there as a proxy nation to the U.S. in order to assert control over energy. It's about oil and natural gas. I mean, that's what it has always been about, really, at the core of it. Now, OPEC nations could issue an embargo. Iran could block the Strait of Hormuz and block exports of oil and natural gas. Any kind of blocking of energy exports would lead to, you know, oil at maybe $200, $300 a barrel, and then inflation would go insane on food and everything, all the goods and services, transportation, everything across the United States. And that would lead to more civil unrest, more crime, more shoplifting. I mean, retail outlets would just be ransacked across the cities. So this is all intertwined, is it not?
Right. And we're talking on a global scale because, again, Western Europe is toast. I mean, T-O-A-S-T. They're coming into winter. And I'm telling you, there are secret deals being made between NATO nations, I don't know which ones, and I don't know the details, with Russia, because, you know, they're not going to buy American liquid natural gas when they can get it at a fifth of the price from Russia the minute they drop their sanctions.
Exactly.
And so, you know, Henry Kissinger's famous words, with nations, with oil, we control nations, with food, we control people. And then the famous spokeswoman for the UN, with controlling the food, her arrogance, we decide who lives and who dies. Well, yeah. She should have just waited another maybe two breaths and said, and with our vaccination, we'll make sure there are less mouths to feed. And I think that's the issue that people have got to come to grips with. There is, look at Texas. Okay, you live in Texas. You know, I mean, three of my best friends live in Texas. You know, and the thing is that we're now watching Governor Abbott act as kind of a serving dish, bringing, you know, bussing the immigrants here, bussing them there. But Mike, that's strategic positioning of potential adversaries that can do no good, only harm. And so in essence, what good does it do to have the National Guard on the border when they're telling independent reporters, do you know what off, and blocking their access? And why would anybody who wants secure borders be an enemy of the left? Well, it's obvious because the left is taking over and taking down the United States of America.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I want to bring your attention to this. The U.S. State Department has just issued a worldwide travel advisory for all Americans everywhere. I've got it on my screen here. Worldwide caution issued October 19th. And it talks about the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests. Now, this is happening precisely because the U.S. is supporting Israel in its genocidal bombing of Palestinian civilians. And also, before you respond to that, Steve, let me mention, this interview is sponsored today by BeReady123.com. I just want to throw this in here now before we forget to do it, but BeReady123, you know, backup solar generators, solar panels. When the grid goes down, you will have a means to run blenders or charge flashlights or communications devices or your satellite phones, for example, at SAT123.com. But this is BeReady123.com. EcoFlow devices, I own many of these, and I've used them extensively, even during power outages in Texas. I've used these, and they work. And they can keep you online for some duration. So check it out at BeReady123.com and literally be ready for what's coming because it's about to get incredibly ugly. So Steve, your reaction on the State Department issuing its travel advisory and the harm that could come to Americans everywhere.
Well, first of all, because of the we stand behind Israel's statement in anything they do. That basically was a middle finger ambassadorial statement with emphasis on the bastard. We flipped off the rest of the world. And, you know, Egypt warned Israel 3 days before this happened. Egypt's a very, very, they've got good intelligence. It's amazing that it seems like the only people that didn't have intelligence are the people in the world known for their best intelligence, Israel, Mossad. That was an intentional stand down. Mike, I had boots on the ground there, people that are listeners of mine and listeners of yours, telling me exactly how it went down. And there was nobody, every protocol for securing the Israeli-Gaza border, every protocol was backed away, taken offline. And remember, Israel's got some of the most sophisticated electronic surveillance systems in the world, in the world. And yet they also have places where if there's any dead spots in their electronic surveillance of the border, they have tanks. They have human intelligence. They have spotters. They have snipers. Where were all those? This is right. A catastrophic failure on purpose. And I'm telling you, I think on the front of Drudge about an hour ago, Mike, there was a story that people are, forgive me, but this is what they're becoming furious at Benjamin Netanyahu. And look, it's not a question of politics, but it's going to be pretty tough to explain, you know, babies and people being blown up on both sides. And again, where are the voices for peace? God bless Gerald Celente. And I mean, seriously, you know, blessed are the peacemakers, not the war makers. And so now we're watching an intentional provocation that's only going to spread. Obviously, Israel is bombing Hezbollah and Lebanon now on the border. What happens? The trigger point. What happens when the ground war starts with all of the armor, artillery, and the, how do I say this? In essence, anything goes. Well, that's a violation of the Geneva Protocols. And it's interesting because Russia is, and look, you guys, Russia and other nations are saying, but we signed your treaties. And we're, meaning the U.S., and we, the U.S., are breaking them, all protocol, all treaties. And now it's a free-for-all, and how it ends for all is in a massive amount of loss of human lives, both in the Middle East, in the United States, because the United States can no longer say, well, we'll just sit and watch the NFL game, not NFL,
well,
NFL
Steve, game,
and expect everything to escape us.
You make a really important point there, that when Israel violates the Geneva Conventions, clearly, in their bombing of hospitals, bombing of water treatment plants, bombing of residential neighborhoods, just destroying, you know, 60,000 residential units have been damaged or destroyed, 11 mosques bombed, 51 bombings of hospitals, and it goes on and on. Clearly war crimes, no question about it, if you're honest. With Israel doing that to Palestine, what do you suppose Hezbollah is going to do to Israel, or Iran is going to do to Israel, or the Iranian militias in Syria, or frankly, at some point, the Russians? I mean, isn't Israel actually sort of announcing, even inviting its enemies to treat Israel the way that Israel is treating Palestine?
Well, they're gonna reap what they sow. And first of all the Israeli throwaweight, and obviously the amount of nuclear weapons at the Dimona production facilities, remember, I forget the name of the guy that went to prison because he broke the news that, gee, Israel really has nuclear weapons. You know, I think it was a guy by the name of Vanunu. And, you know, Vanunu knew exactly what was going on. And what's going to happen, Mike, is this. Nations that are not known to possess nuclear weapons will now bring them out. And they will use them. And Israel, if you look at, quote, the physical boundaries, and by the way, that is not the promised land that God gave in the Old Testament as the boundaries for the promised land. And the whole history of that, I don't want to get into it, but the point that I think we have to understand is that is a springboard to chaos and mayhem throughout all of Europe. We watch Paris burning. We're watching those who, come one, come all, you're welcome here, until you're Eric Adams and you go down to Mexico and Latin America going, hey, you guys, we can't take any more. The hotel industry in New York, for instance, is awash with federal money, putting the illegal immigrants into 5-star hotels, and then they just tear them apart. And meanwhile, we've got American veterans on the streets. This is the most, yep. This is what is the word? This is the most blown up psychosis. I think we live in the psychosphere, okay?
That's for sure.
P-S-Y-C-H-O sphere. That's where we live now in the United States.
What do you think, in your view, what are the chances that Israel actually does not survive all of this that they're setting into motion? Because as I've mentioned before, Israel is surrounded by a sea of Arabs. Israel's recent actions of war crimes in Gaza have united the Arab world against Israel in ways that were never possible. You have the Saudis and Iranians on the same page now opposed to Israel. All the different factions, and Hezbollah has, as I understand it, at least 150,000 rockets. It might be a lot more. You probably know better numbers. But all of those rockets can reach Tel Aviv.
And by the way, Tel Aviv is flooding now. It's kind of funny because Jesus said, just as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of Son of Man, meaning the second coming of Jesus. We're not there yet, but Tel Aviv is flooding. And it was the Iranian, I forget which Iranian spokesperson said, when we go for Tel Aviv, we will rain 15,000 missiles down on them. Look, the Iron Dome that Israel is so proud of, it cannot
handle. It's a joke.
Yeah, it is a joke. And the United States has no anti-missile system worth its weight in missiles, worth its weight in what it costs. The Patriot system, are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, we saw that in Ukraine. The Patriot missile system is a joke.
They put an embargo on any pictures of the Patriot. And then they said, Russia lost 6 Kinzhal missiles. No, they didn't. You know, here's the thing. It's everything is a lie, and this is the problem. This is why they hate what you do, what I do, what Alex does, what Doug Hagman does. All of us who are on alternative podcasting and news, they hate us so that the European Union is trying to get laws passed that if they don't like Steve Quayle in Montana or Mike Adams in Texas, they can take us down by filing some stupid writ against us and claiming that we're fake news. Well, the biggest batch of liars and the sewage of the mainstream accessory. And by the way, mainstream media is nothing more than ATGers, okay? That's accessories to genocide, okay? Mm. Because they're not telling you the truth. And Mike, we only get to see, unless we have access to others, and see, they can't have the truth at any cost. I'm telling you what, I expect blowback on Netanyahu a big, big way. It's not a threat. His own people, when they start asking the right questions, where was our military? Where was our electronic service? Electronic surveillance systems? Where were our brigades? Where were our platoons? Where was Mossad, you know?
Yeah, and what about when IDF soldiers start dying by the thousands in Gaza? Do you have any intelligence on the so-called super bombs that have reportedly been planted, in the pathways? You know, how incredibly dangerous it is as an attacker to assault an area where the enemy, from Israel's point of view, the enemy has held that terrain for decades, and they have engineered that terrain to be a death trap for Israeli soldiers. I mean, the casualties that Israel is going to experience, even if it's just limited to Gaza, are going to be mind-blowing. Would you agree?
It's going to seem to the world that Israel is a fait accompli. The bottom line is, though, and I'm going to say this, the Bible tells us that it's going to look like there is no more Israel, and God's going to intervene. But you've got people fighting. Is this Ezekiel 38-39 war, which I believe it is? Is it the Psalm 83 war? Well, all these wars end up with one common denominator. A lot of innocent people are murdered. And in this case, what you're talking about is, I call, the ant farm mentality in Gaza. There are so many underground tunnels. There are so many labyrinth-like weapons positioning. And I think one part of the discussion that no one's talking about is the neutron bomb. The neutron bomb is what kills by intense neutron bombardment. It doesn't have huge heat like a fission bomb, like an atom bomb, or a thermonuclear device like a hydrogen bomb. And the neutron bombs are absolutely, in my opinion, going to be the unknown variable, because really? People die, animals die, but guess what? Buildings stay intact, infrastructure stays intact, and most, how do I say this, pundits in the world of vomit brokering, mainstream accessory to genocide, prescience, okay, don't absolutely even understand the basis of, you know, why white phosphorus. That's against the Geneva Convention.
Yeah, but who are you saying has neutron bombs?
I think that they're going to be introduced into the Middle East because China has them, Russia has them, the United States has them, and China is selling stuff on the black market, and I guarantee you, you've never heard that, correct? Is that a fair assumption on my part?
I've never heard that China's selling it on the black market? No,
that neutron bomb is going to be used in the situation.
Oh, okay. No, I had not heard that neutron bombs would be used, but I do know that many groups have access to nuclear material, and I've been even wondering if somebody's planted a nuke under the Mediterranean Sea waiting for the aircraft carriers to arrive, and then they detonate.
Well, yeah. Now, that's good. That's good. How do I say this? That's good conjecture. But how did Russia handle that? Number one, Russia said our Poseidon nuclear torpedoes can be placed under the entire, detonated under the entire carrier group, okay?
Exactly.
Now, and that's what you're talking about. Iran said the other day, and I'll say this basic language, your aircraft carriers don't, you know, bother us. They have anti-ship missiles
right.
that, you know, that basically there's no way to stop them. It doesn't matter what the aircraft carriers do. So the psychology in the psychosphere of all these people that think America's got its aircraft carriers, we're going to go over there and kick butt. I don't think so. I think Americans don't realize the military's placement is to ultimately destroy the military, U.S. military, by the people in our government that already destroyed the morale, by the people that wouldn't admit that, hey, there are really hypersonic missiles, that denied there were Poseidon nuclear. And by the way, Mike, the whole up until Russia showed and demonstrated the Kinzhal missile, you know, it was the statement in the Pentagon, which is soon to be totally gone, not a threat, just a statement, that, you know, they didn't exist. Same thing with a Poseidon. And now the situation is, and this is an actual statement I read, someone sent it to me. Steep, Russia and all the countries have portable intercontinental ballistic missile launchers. You see them, the big track vehicles. North Korea parades them, China parades them, U.S. parades them. Mike, this is a statement coming, a tribute, I don't know who said it, in the Defense Department. Well, we have our portable silos.
Portable silos? Well,
yeah,
what?
See, that's a psychosphere.
What?
Yeah, it's a psychosphere. And I'm not making that up. Look, this isn't a stand-up comedy routine. The bottom line is this is pleading with people to understand the lateness of the hour. Like, for instance, the lion over my left shoulder, maybe screen right shoulder, but it's absolutely time for people to roar against this madness. And this is the thing, because I warned, and we were on your show, you know, 6-8 months ago talking about the draft being reinstituted.
Yeah.
And it's going to come to pass if it lasts that long. I personally don't think it's going to go on in this realm, because I think Israel's already said this is what everybody's got to understand. Those who did not admit the Israelis to having nuclear weapons said, we're going to nuke Tehran. We're going to nuke Damascus. People quote the Isaiah passage, Isaiah 17, that Damascus has become a ruinous heap.
Right.
That they're going to use their tactical nuclear weapons, which they now are admitting. They're going to use that in southern Lebanon and in Gaza. Well, there's a unique prophecy in Zephaniah, I think it's Zephaniah 2, the fourth verse, that talks about Gaza being made desolate, okay? And that is a wilderness. And so the minute the first nuke goes off, no one is going to need Mike Adams, Steve Quayle, Alex, or anybody to tell them, hey, you guys, this is the official start of World War III.
Can you imagine where gold goes on that day? You know, the price of gold the day after the first nukes go off in the Middle East. I just can't even.
Well, it'll be what?
Unobtainium.
Unobtainium. And let me tell everybody what's going on in the gold market and the silver market. The silver market is the most controlled commodity. And I'm saying this, the most controlled market in the world. If you're stealing literally hundreds of billions, going into trillions of dollars from commodity traders over the course of the last 30, 40 years, you don't care if you get hit with a $1 billion fine. Gold now, as is all of the banks, the commercial banks and people who are issuing paper gold, which are called ETFs, exchange-traded funds, they're selling paper gold at a discount, promising to pay in the future, Mike. And there's no promise. There's no gold. All there is a piece of paper that says you own Mike Adams. And this doesn't apply to you. Let me make sure there's nothing there. Yeah. You own, 100 ounces of gold. And basically, it's not worth the paper it's printed on. That those who are selling the paper gold, by the way, it's in the trillions of dollars. That actually took my breath away.
Yeah.
I know how much you can go on the American Gold Council. You can find out how much gold is mined. And by the way, China has the largest gold deposits in the world in their central banks. I just saw some dumb hyena and jackals trying to say, well, they only have 1,890 tons. It's believed that China has.
It's like China tens of thousands of tons.
Yeah, 40,000. Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, the idea that paper, you know, it's like that kid's game. What's it called? Rock, paper, scissors or whatever?
Yeah.
Paper gold. No one's going to take that. So
well, there's a whole new game being played. It's called rock, paper, scissors, nuke.
Yes.
Like,
there you go.
That's what's about to be played, and it's no game, and so many people are going to die. Now, Steve, I'm sorry to interrupt, but what do you think about Janet Yellen saying that, oh, we can afford a two-front war, no problem. Essentially, we'll just print more currency. We can fight Russia, and we can support Israel and fight all the Arabs, I guess. And then what's next? Fight China also? We just keep printing. This is insanity.
Yeah. Well, you know, I would call that lobotomized logic, okay? And it is. It's truly lobotomized logic. Janet Yellen knows how many people are showing up the Treasury window, and it's not public, Mike, demanding something other than more T-bills, bonds, notes, even with higher interest rates. What happens when the BRIC nations get furiously upset and all show up at the Fed window saying, we do not want more debt? Well, at some point, the United States will be forced to declare a force majeure event. And that means to repudiate the U.S. dollar.
A total default on U.S. debt.
Total default. And that's what the BRICS nations are openly talking about. When we talked about Operation Sandman, you know, I mean, I got that information. I shared it with you almost the same time. I got it within, you know, hours, I think it was, or no later than a day. And it was because Sandman, the Arabs, were going to pull the plug on their oil flow to the West. They don't need more promissory IOUs.
Right.
And what President Putin did is establish a global base of value. That's a just measure in God's eyes. Paper gold is an unjust measure. Real gold is real money.
So do you agree with you? Yeah, those are the Vilcambi, or is that what it's called?
Vilcambi.
Yep.
We got these, and I'm telling people, with the oil embargo, all gold has to be shipped by basically only three ways. It's got to go by FedEx insured with over insurance, UPS on some gold if you have a specific quality. UPS won't cover gold and silver without an extra value policy by a third party. And then USPS, United States Postal Service. Oh, and I'm not ruling out Costco. Ladies and gentlemen, you're limited to 1 ounce gold bars. But here is the point. You can only plead with so many people to say, if you watch the down detector and you're watching B of A, Bank of America, or you're watching, you know, Wells Fargo, or you're watching any of the top 12 banks, they're having problems on the weekend where people can't log in and they can't get cash out of their ATMs. So what happens, Mike, the day that force majeure is declared? That means dollars everywhere are worth nothing.
And well, that's it seems...
Go ahead.
It seems to me that what you're implying here, so let me ask you about this, is that the events in the Middle East are going to lead to a series of actions that result in the collapse of the dollar.
Absolutely. There's no way to put into numbers the total amount of debt. If you understand quadrillions of dollars, okay? I mean, that's a lot of money, you know, but not to this government. It just mints it. Getting back to Janet Yellen, she's terrified, and that statement is nothing more than political hypnosis, okay? We can't even pay the debt on our national debt. And so, the interest on our national debt. And somehow we can fight all these wars. What happens if you're a carrier group captain or admiral, I guess it would be, and you pull into some port to, if they're not dealing with nuclear fuel or, you know, any of the tender ships and stuff, and nobody wants your American dollars? What happens to the American servicemen overseas when the whole world turns on it? And by the way, in my opinion, France and Germany at some point, Germany especially, is going to leave NATO. France has always been kind of on a fringe of friendship basis with NATO, and their country is already overtaken, overrun, and in essence, now France is saying, if you get caught riding, we're shipping you out, you know? Where are they going to ship them? To the Mexican border with the United States? You know? Shipping to New York.
Well, but you're right. Germany has to leave NATO because Germany is going to need energy if it doesn't want to have a total collapse. And this will only be exacerbated by an OPEC embargo or an Iran embargo on energy exports. I mean, Germany could just suffer total collapse.
One of the biggest companies in the world is in Germany, BASF, okay? And they make the biggest company in the world. And the bottom line is they need energy and they're looking for another country to leave. Or another country to leave Germany for and looking for a country to move to because they can't afford the energy prices. And everything is built on something that BASF, you know, there might be 5% of products that don't use something that's built in Germany. But here's the deal. The deal is that at the end of the day, Mike, everybody is going to go into their self-sufficiency and self-reliant mode. And what can the United States do? They watched the, I believe, designated failure in the Ukraine, and now some idiot in NATO saying, well, we're going to stand with them, give them another $50 billion. It's almost like magic money being pulled out of a rabbit's hat or a magician's hat, and instead of pulling out, you know, billions of dollars, they're just getting stuck with a bunch of rabbits, okay?
Yeah.
And so they're going to absolutely have to pull away from NATO. And NATO is a dead organization. Sure, they can come together and rattle their swords. And obviously, you know, they'll fight the Russians down to the last Ukrainian. It's been said, Israel will fight the Arabs down to the last American. But the point is that we are dealing with prophetic warfare and the majority in America. My guess is really, I think I talked to Michael Young about this too and said, how many people are aware? But more importantly, Michael, how many do you think even care? See, the awareness probably is in a couple percent. That care, those who care, I don't know what you say, Mike, but I would say it's sub 1%.
Yeah, it's really incredible. In fact, I want your reaction to this about, I've noticed so many conservative influencers and conservative publishers and channels are all in for genocide against Palestine right now, and including people who are pro-life. And they claim to be pro-life. I can't understand it. Like, they say, well, all children matter. All lives are sacred. All children are children of God. And then I say, including Palestinian children? They're like, no, murder those children. And I'm like, how can you live with yourself? If you're pro-life, you got to be pro-life everywhere.
Yeah. For instance, the inconsistency of that position is vomitous, horrific, and disgusting to me, okay? And by the way, there's a lot of Palestinian Christians too.
That's true.
And the idea is, you do not stop wars by continuing to promote hate. When the Israeli spokesman said, you know, and again, I got to go here, these are animals, I thought, you know, you should know your own history. Never again, or is it, we'll try it again? And,
right.
And remember, Israel, I think, had, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but the highest vaccination rate of all vaccines and boosters of any nation in the world per capita.
Oh, yeah. There was a vaccine holocaust committed by the Israeli government against its own people long before Hamas attacked Israel.
So who wants, here's the big, the multi-million dollar, no, let's call it multi-quadrillion dollar question, because it's two Q's, quadrillion question. The bottom line is, who has the most to gain? It's really obvious. The Antichrist and the elitist hordes that have pledged their allegiance to Lucifer want that whole area prepared for their coming king, little K, and it isn't Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus made an amazing statement. He said, he's talking to the Jews of his day, I came and you received me not, meaning Jesus. Another will come claiming to be me, and him you will receive.
Right.
So what people have got to understand, this is basic Bible, but what's happening, it's happening before your eyes. It doesn't matter if you're atheistic, agnostic. I mean, it matters to your eternal destination, you know, eternal life or damnation. But what matters is you cannot deny the fact that this is taking place. And God himself says that Jerusalem, he makes it a cup of trembling, and he will trouble those who trouble themselves with Jerusalem. You know, it's pretty tough to figure out, you know, what is so important about this little strip of land. It's because when Jesus returns, that he's returning to that area. And the devil says, not if I can help it. And the Lord says, you know, you won't be able to stop it. But in the meantime, the innocents, when I hear, you know, I see those little Palestinian kids just bloody gory. And see, that's why the Palestinians, that hospital, Baptist hospital, was too important to them. They're always having problems. They didn't blow it up themselves. And by the way, Mike, it wasn't a missile. It was a JDAM. It was a bomb. It was JDAM has a thin assembly that makes an acoustic signature different than any other missile. Okay.
Yep. I think it was an airburst bomb.
Yeah. Yeah, but some little kid got that sound. The JDAM is a tail fin assembly, and it has the ability, you can control a dumb a dumb munition, and you can turn it into a smart.
Right.
And again, there was nothing to be gained from the Palestinians doing it to themselves. Listen, the truth is the truth. If it's inconvenient, I can't explain people that are pro-life and want to kill little Palestinian kids. That pisses me off.
Well, I've even seen Joel Pollack, the editor at Breitbart, just all out calling, just kill them all, essentially. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he said. And I was astonished. I couldn't believe it. I thought that, bless you there.
Thank you.
I thought that people who had conservative principles, pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-self-defense, that they would think that those principles are universally applied to all human beings, but they don't. They pick and choose when they want to have them. And that means they're not principles at all. And they're just running around as basically gang members or tribe members arguing for their tribe, but kill everybody else. I'm astonished. I'm so disappointed in humanity right now. Now I know for sure the end of the world is coming, because I look around at the people that I thought were principled, and they're not, and they're begging for suicide, basically.
It is suicide, but it turns into genocide, okay?
Yeah.
And that's what I want everybody to understand. Mike, the sole, if you will, the sole basis of all we warn about, of all we share, of all the evidence, of all the rationale, of all the thinking, you've got people, in my opinion, that are demon-possessed. They are literally fallen angels, and they want to kill human beings as fast as they can, any way that they can, to absolutely make us, you know, humanicus extincticus, okay?
Right.
And that's not pig Latin, that's bastardized Latin. So the point is that what we're talking about right now is the fact that it's inconsistent. You know, it's inconsistent to have suffered under the most, in my opinion, the Nazi regime. And, you know, I wrote the book, Empire Beneath the Ice, How the Nazis Won World War II. And people say, oh, they didn't. Don't you know your history? I said, you watch. My title of my book will come into focus. And yes, they did win World War II. And now what are we dealing with? We're dealing with the same Dr. Mengele attitude that is absolutely present, was present in the Nazi world, and now it's being lived out in the Middle East, you know? And yeah. And if I were any, a father loves his kid just as any much, an Arab father loves his kid probably less than Americans. I'm not talking about jihadis, but at the end of the day, everybody just wants to pretty much be left alone. The demonic entities and government will not let you be alone. If yeah. you're a little boy in America, you can't be a little boy in America anymore. You have to be an it in America. If you're a little girl, you can no longer be a little girl. You have to be some form of transgendered, biologically mutilated anomaly.
No.
And so, so let's just say this. Our nation that used to be one nation under God is now no nation under God, in my opinion. We are a divided nation. House divided cannot stand. Jesus said it. And we are a nation that no longer values life. Of course, we sat silently as baby after baby was butchered. And then you in the health industry know. And since I first knew you for a long time, or obviously was aware of you before we started doing podcasts and broadcasts together, you were talking about xenoestrogens and plastic. Yeah. You were talking about the chemical emasculation of the male because of what's in the water. And then not only that, but all of the, if you will, you're watching the end of the birthing ability of the white race. I'm not a racist, but I'm telling you, I'm a realist. And now you've got, I remember a very famous quote from one of the, I believe it was an Iranian backed Hezbollah, or it may have been Hamas. It didn't matter. He said, we can at least procreate. You Americans can no longer bear children. He was a little more graphic than that. And, you know, we'll leave it where I just said it.
Yeah, excellent.
The bottom line is, that's true. Show me the birth rates after the vaccination. You know,
absolutely.
How freaking dare those murderous bleep, bleep, bleepers absolutely could care less about the kids, of course, unless it's their kids.
This has been genocide from these governments. The Israeli government, the U.S. government have been carrying out genocide against their own people.
Yep.
And now in some cases against other people as well. Steve, we're out of time. We'll have to have you back soon.
We were just on our introduction.
I know. It feels like it, doesn't it? But we'll have to have you back soon. Talk again. I just want to remind everybody, stevequayle.com is your website. And also our sponsor today is BeReady.com. Or I'm sorry, BeReady123.com, which
is critical. It's critical. BeReady123.com
yes.
and SAT123.com. Mike, because we know what the plan is for now, the terrorists on the electrical grid. Tina's got some of those packages at BeReady123.com, 30 and 40% off. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to have it. When you have the ability to communicate and you have the ability to turn on a little light in the darkness, you know,
yeah.
it may not be in the political realm, but in your home, it will mean the difference between life and death. BeReady123.com, SAT123.com.
Well said. Yeah, you got to recharge the batteries for your optics too, for your night vision and so on. So, Steve, thank you for joining me today. And I know you joined me in saying, God bless everybody. Let's call for peace. Let's call for de-escalation. Otherwise, we are all going to suffer tremendously in the years ahead. And the people of Israel may suffer the most of all because they may lose their country. That's where this is headed if we don't de-escalate. So thank you, Steve, for joining me today.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Take care, Steve. And thank all of you for watching today. Of course, this is Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. And you can repost this interview, share it everywhere that you can. Thank you for watching. Thank you for caring about the future of our world. And remember, the only path to ending human suffering is to stop the violence, call for peace, call for diplomacy, and learn to live with each other. That's it. Everything else is just a path to suicide. Thanks for watching. God bless you all. Take care. We thank you for your support, especially as we're in such an urgent time for humanity right now. Everything is at stake. and tremendous human suffering is present and haunting us as events unfold, seemingly beyond our control. It is critical to maintain good nutrition during this time, especially as high stress tends to suppress immune function. And it is critical to support us in this mission as we call for humanitarian peace and de-escalation in the hopes to avert World War III. And one way you can do that, help yourself and help us, is at healthrangerstore.com. And I've got a couple of products to mention here today. We have back in stock now the Fermented Super 30, which is on my desk here. This is a combination of 30 amazing superfoods representing thousands of phytonutrients and then fermented to help release those nutrients for increased bioavailability. That's available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And then we also have Hemp Juvenate, as you can see in the canisters there. This is available right now on our website. It's made with organic hemp protein powder, which is a very nutrient-rich source of protein, organic chia seeds, clean chlorella SL powder, cordyceps mushroom powder, which, as you know, is a really invigorating mushroom, organic reishi powder, another medicinal mushroom, chaga, shiitake, turkey tail powder, maitake, and other, including lion's mane powder ingredients, and lohanguo, which is a natural sweetener as well. So all this available in Hemp Juvenate. It's extremely nutrient dense as a superfood. You can blend it into other recipes and smoothies. It goes nicely with avocados and chocolate, by the way. It goes really well with chocolate. Try it with chocolate and bananas or peanut butter and chocolate. It goes quite well. So you can check out all of these and much more at our website, healthrangerstore.com. We've got hundreds of products in stock that all help support your health, your immune system. Even look, the Terraquant portable cold laser, which I have used, and many other products to choose from, Coco Energize. And we thank you for your support as we work to try to avert World War III and to help save as many members of the human race as we can. That's what this is all about. Thank you for your support. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.